Syria has said Israel and its allies are responsible for the consequences of Wednesday's aerial attack on its territory. Damascus said it reserves the right to defend its sovereignty. Meanwhile, the Syrian ambassador to Lebanon has warned Damascus could take a surprise decision to retaliate for the Israeli attack. In Greece, thousands of workers have marched through the streets of the capital, Athens, to protest against the government's austerity measures. The demonstration came after police arrested 35 union members who had forced their way into the labor ministry. Workers have been protesting planned reforms to the pension and income contribution system. A 14-year-old student has been shot and injured at a middle school in the U.S. state of Georgia. Authorities said a male student has been arrested in connection with the shooting. The incident came just hours after an assistant district attorney was gunned down in Texas. U.S.-led foreign forces in Afghanistan have shot and wounded three civilians in the eastern province of Kunar. Locals said the victims were working on their farms when foreign troops opened fire on them. U.S.-led forces have apologized for the shooting. More troops have arrived in Mali to join the French-led war. A convoy of trucks carrying soldiers from Niger has entered the city of Gao. Togo has also deployed some 600 soldiers in the country. France launched an offensive against anti-government fighters in Mali's northern areas earlier this month. The White House has said Iran's installation of advanced uranium enrichment machines would be a provocative step. On Wednesday, Tehran informed the IAEA that it plans to use more modern uranium enrichment centrifuges at its Natanz plant. Iran said it wants to develop nuclear technology to produce electricity. The Colombian government and FARC rebels have resumed peace talks in Cuba. The process is aimed at ending a decades-long conflict that has killed hundreds of thousands of people and displaced millions more. Negotiations came as fresh clashes between the army and rebel forces have left several soldiers dead. At least three people have been killed and about two dozen others injured in a series of crashes and whiteout conditions in the U.S. state of Michigan. At least seven motorists were also injured on a highway west of Indianapolis. Police said the chain reaction crash took place in heavy snowfall.